So, Hare Krishna. Govinda Nandan, you are ready with also the thing. Gaurahari, I believe you remember to always recharge this thing, or should we maybe ask a special recharger? Yeah. This morning we have heard that it is very, very difficult for someone to experience the whole benefit of chanting the holy name if he is covered with offenses. Is it maybe too loud, or is it just right enough? Please, Gaurahari, this is your responsibility. This understanding is very often repeated, actually, in our philosophy. For instance, it is said that the natural taste of sugar is its sweetness. Just like the natural taste of Krishna is its great, great sweetness, but madhurya is the word for it. But someone who is covered by ignorance cannot taste the sweetness of Krishna, almost like a jaundiced patient who is covered by this disease called jaundice is actually not able to taste the sweetness of sugar. It tastes bitter to him. In Krishna Lila, there are demons who are swallowing Krishna, like the Bakasura demon, a gigantic monster bird who takes Krishna into his beak and swallows him. But instead of tasting the natural sweetness of Krishna, the demon feels a burning sensation in his throat, just like a chanter who is not able to relish the holy name. Hare Krishna! This is a great scandal. So sometimes we are covered by so much aparad and ignorance that we resemble the Agasura. Not the Agasura, but it's the Bakasura. He also walked on two legs. Yes. And just like the Bakasura was spitting out our sweet Lord, we sometimes do not really chant with love and respect, but our chanting is really very, I call it the Bakasura chanting. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! It's almost like, you know, spitting out the holy name. So, this comes by the offenses which are there within our heart. And today, I will not look at all the 10 offenses with you, but I will look at the 10th offense very carefully and very analytically, and maybe very disturbingly. We have made some prints out, and there is 10th offense. If one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, but nevertheless continues in a materialistic concept of life, thinking, I am this body and everything belonging to this body is mine, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, that is an offense. Yeah. This tense offense is described for you in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 8, 10, text 24. There Prabhupada gives the 10 offenses together with the Sanskrit, and it's actually very, very interesting to read them in a new way, because they give a new understanding on the 10 offenses which some of us are accustomed to repeat every morning before their japa period. Huh? And there, this it is described what is actually this offense in detail. One remains in the materialistic concept and remains thinking, I am this body, and things in relationship to the body are mine. Prabhupada then quotes a verse about material consciousness, which is something which I really request you to think deeply about. He says, the attraction pungso striyami tuni bhavam etat tayor mito hridaya grantim ahu ato griha chetra sutapta vritter janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This illusion of I and mine is compared to be like a knot in the heart, Venugopal, a very strong knot in the heart. Would you like to know how this knot in the heart is appearing? Can you see? This is the knot. But this is not the knot in the heart. This is a very small, insignificant knot. The knot in the heart comes because of the attraction between male and female, a man and a woman. On the basis of this misconception, which is really not a real attraction, it's the mode of passion, a material influence, in other words. It's not something which comes from our heart. It comes from outside. On the basis of this false attraction, you could say, the hearts of the male and the female are coming together. Maybe here is the female heart, and here's a male heart, and if they become attracted together, they just join. And then one becomes attracted to the body, to the home, to the property, this is my wealth, to the children, to the relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases the illusions of life and thinks in terms of I and mine. I remember I was once invited with a dear godbrother of mine, his name was Guru Gauranga Prabhu, to an academic conference arranged by the University of Frankfurt. And the subject matter of that academic conference was, what are important understandings within the Vedic, within the religious traditions? And Guru Gauranga had taken this verse. All the professors and academics were sitting together to listen what was an important statement of Krishna consciousness. And he began to talk that the attraction of man and woman are the greatest illusion, because by this attraction the false ego, the knot of the heart, is really made up. All of them, their faces became as white as Ricardo's shirt. Some of them couldn't continue the conference any longer. They were so absolutely hurt. He said, this is an academic conference. We should just look neutrally on all the different statements. I could never forget this. Guru Garanga was speaking a very innocent German. He's from America. It was a little like the German like a child, and that gave him so much power. He said, "You are all an illusion, because who's not attracted to a man or a woman here? And they all just were thinking of leaving the conference. They felt just so absolutely, attacked in their basic misunderstandings of material life. This concept of aham mameti, I am the body and material things are mine, all really comes from this attraction between man and woman, and it then extends into the home and the children and the novats and everything. And as long as you are in this false understanding of life, then, my dear devotees, another offense is born. And this offense is the main cause of all the other offenses. It's distraction. Distraction from spiritual life, or what it brings with it, is inattention while chanting the holy name. Someone who has put all his attention on the body and on material understandings and illusions cannot put his attention to Krishna. Do you follow this logic? When your attention is already so much in some other situations, then you cannot put your attention on Krishna. I know this whenever there are politics in the movement of Krishna consciousness. New devotees give their attention to this politics. And at the moment where their attention is totally in the politics, they cannot give their attention to Krishna any longer, and they sometimes become frustrated with the movement and leave the movement. If you want to lose devotees, make politics. So this inattention is really the main cause of our problems in spiritual life. Please don't think inattention manifests only in spaced outness. For instance, today we were chanting in the bhajan Hare Krishna, and there was one very fortunate Prabhu who sat there, and he just stared at the floor. He was not singing. And then I motioned to another devotee, maybe you should just help the Prabhu to concentrate on the chanting. Inattention doesn't, it just means sometimes we just don't find anywhere anything in our system, heart, brain, body, to put it on Krishna. And Krishna's holy name is here, and we are miles of light years away. Just like Krishna's in the spiritual world, and we are somewhere here in some forgotten corner of the universe. At the moment, it's Milna on the island of Braj. On this Japa retreat, we will actually learn to slowly focus our attention on Krishna. And we will do so by first working with our body and with our environment, because that's easiest to control. Then we will go very, very deeply into our mind. We will learn on how to concentrate on Krishna. Then we will slowly go on our speaking with Krishna. The Hare Krishna mantra means addressing the Lord. And finally, we will awaken our spiritual heart. By the way, this corresponds to the three chakras, Agya chakra, Vishuddha chakra, and Anahata chakra. This I discovered a long time ago by reading in the Bhagavatam about the different levels of sound. That a sound can be just very out from the outside, then the sound is Vaikari sound, but it can go deeper and deeper and more richer and richer, so that we almost become spiritual echologists of sounds, going deeper and deeper until we learn to chant with our whole being. Would you like to learn this? It's your whole being will resonate. Everywhere there will be sacred vibration in your life. You will actually be walking sound. Hare Krishna. This you will learn. And then you will be very bright and very, very nice. So today on our Radionats, Radionats? Radionitsa. Yes. That's easy to learn. Radionitsa. On our Radionitsa, we will learn now something for the body. This is a good thing workshop is called Establish Ideal Circumstances in Your Environment. First of all, if you want to chant properly, this is the first rule, you must learn to prepare yourself. What means proper preparation for chanting? Does any one of you have an idea? I mean now just physical things. A peaceful place. Enough rest. Sattva food, someone said? Yes? Sattva food. Proper breathing. Regulated time. I'm sorry? Proper sitting. A peaceful mind. Mm-hmm. Buddha Shuti prayers. It's difficult to know. Is it warm or is it cool? It is humid, I believe, isn't it? Or changing. I never know what is the climate here. This afternoon we might find, we have a plan. We will go to we have found a very nice place where we are in nature. So, yes. Other ideas you have? Prepare yourself. Is, I found out, very much it's necessary that you have enough sleep. Or that you are a little healthy in your life. Maybe do yoga. Most of the problems devotees have, many devotees become, don't have a balanced physical life. They only sit, for instance, like me, or or, you know, or some devotees, when they move, it's only in vile dancing when they are forced to move, and so on. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has seen this over many years, and he has now inbuilt in the sadhana from 6 to 7 o'clock in the Moscow temple, you do Hatha Yoga exercises. I don't recommend necessarily that you do this also, but you might like to take frequent nature walks from time to time, or you might do what Prabhupada said, swimming or wrestling. Wrestling is... we have here Bhakta Dario, who can teach you wrestling things, also nice exercises when you, if you don't want to wrestle, like myself. He has taught me exercises to become strong, basket and exercises and so on. If you want to really be able to sit without being sleepy, you will have to learn to be physically a little strong. Also, if you can regulate your life in a way which is known in India, Prabhupada did never speak about it in great detail, he mentioned it one time, you should try to... much of the morning tiredness is because your bowels are full. You know what is bowels in Croatian? Srevat? Yeah. Yeah. When you have emptied your bowel by the mercy of the gravitation force, then you will not fall asleep. I have found this out. It influenced so much the mind of people. Sometimes when a person is very dark in the mind and so on, I ask, did you visit the bathroom already? No? Then you please come afterwards. And then it's usually a much lighter discussion. It influences a lot the brain scheme. So if you can somehow bring yourself to for that you can visit the Ayurveda seminar of Dr. Leela Dara Gupta. It's all about that. How to regulate yourself so that you will be very light in the japa. Then, don't eat heavy food, especially not the night before. This is one of the greatest problems for japa chanters, if they have their life such that they take the main meal in the evening. Who sometimes takes the main meal in the evening? Yeah, I'm also like this. It is really something which our modern life forces us to, because we are so busy and the only time we have a little time is before we go to bed. But this kills your digestion, this kills your mind, this kills your happy rest. This brings up the mode of passion and all kinds of sexual urges within you. Try to stop eating after 4 o'clock. That means you have to eat two times before 4 o'clock. See, I always eat, I do the mistake, I'm so busy in the morning. Then I eat my lunch prasadam. And then I think I will never eat again. I'm now so full. And then comes after 6 hours the evening, and I think, ah, Krishna, I know it's not good. But anyways, I'm so hungry, I could eat our car. I'm so, you know, and then you say, I don't care, I will just bring me the bread and the cheese. I know already cheese, in the evening is not good. And it's heavy and so on. And then the night is not so nice. So light and so on and so forth. Try to modulate your eating. It's a good tip. If you don't do it, you will be in the old age very inflexible. Now in this age where you are maybe between around 30 years, you can digest nails if you need to. But in my situation, I'm already 50 and more. 50 plus, they say in India. That is very bad. Oh, it's so bad. You will become ugly. You will become fat. You will, and the worst thing is you won't be in the condition to chant Hare Krishna properly. Don't eat after four. Please. That means you have to eat in the morning and in the evening. Not in the evening. Morning and noontime. 2 o'clock or so. Ideally 6 hours difference should be between the meals. Or if you eat a very, very, very small morning meal, then you can also eat after 4 hours and so on. In most Hare Krishna temples, we eat a heavy meal at 10 o'clock because the lecture should be finished at 9 o'clock, but it's never finished. So at 10 o'clock, and then the next meal is after 3 hours at 1 o'clock. No one has digested anything, and they become unhealthy and frustrated in life. Yes, we talk now about very practical things, my dear devotees. Don't worry, this will be a spiritual workshop at the end, but I really feel it's very necessary to educate you on these simple things. Then, sankalpa. In the evening or before you chant, you should have that mood, today I will chant well. Before I did this, in the evening I prayed to Krishna, oh my dear Lord Krishna, the devotees are so wonderful which have come. I have the most wonderful audience this time. Please, I cannot guarantee that they will relish this japa retreat because only you can make them attracted to your holy name. But please let them experience what they came for and increase in their Krishna consciousness. And then I thought, my dear Lord, please also let me, as the one who conducts this retreat, be transparent for you. And I can't speak on chanting if I chant myself nicely. So in the morning I will chant, please help me, I want to give my best in chanting. Then I went with this idea into bed, and the next morning I will give my best in chanting. And this morning Krishna was very merciful when we chanted my rounds. It was very nice. I had a wonderful neighbor who also concentrated on the chanting nicely, and we were both experiencing the nectar of Krishna consciousness. This sankalpa is very important. Today I spoke also with a devotee. Life is all about your intention. For instance, if you want to reach some very high goal in your life, let us say you want to be well engaged in Krishna consciousness, you want to find your mission in life, when you want to go back to Godhead. With these desires, you will live a total different life. If you don't have these desires in your mind, or forget them, then you will be like everyone else in this world. Pung sang mituni bhavam itang. You will be, man and woman will be attracted together, then you will want to have sex life, then you will want to have children, or you want to talk, or if you are in Krishna consciousness, you know sex life is sometimes quite bothersome and children, that, but you want to talk all day and all night, and then your hearts are bound together in material attachments, and the mode of ignorance and passion, and then your life is on a very low level, very low level. So it's so important to have the right sankalpa. What do you want? Also in relationship to the holy name. Do you want to chant nice rounds? Do you want to feel close to Krishna? Or is it not important for you? It's called sankalpa. Now, you have said other very nice things which are on the tape. I wanted to just talk a little bit on these. Now I will talk on posture. For this I request the men to come in the front part of the room and the ladies to be in the back side, because I will teach you how to sit properly. It will be a yoga exercise. Ayatakshi will help me to correct the ladies in their sitting posture, but I want to show you something amazing today. Please come. We can also use this part of the room. Maruchanda, music. Don't worry, it is not. Some of you look scared. What will happen now to me? Nothing of any. It's all good for you. What will happen? Devashi, you can come with your stolitsa here. You think about translations? Oh. From where is that coming? Ah, from there. Yeah. Maybe those who speak Croatian, they can come in this part of the room, the men, and the Matajis can be in the Croatian room. You don't necessarily need your yoga mats for this. It is something simple. Who of you has heard Prabhupada saying, sit properly? Oh, you have heard. Very good. We hear it quite often, isn't it? It must be important. What we hear often, is it important or is it unimportant? Usually it's important. But sometimes we hear also unimportant things often. My dear devotees, in any yoga situation, everything starts with the right sitting posture. There are other Asiatic disciplines like Tai Chi or Taekwondo, which take only the physical, which have come out of yoga and taken some physical aspects, where you learn for 1 year how to stand properly. Because it is known that if you can establish your position properly, then you can practice whatever you practice properly. So in yoga, it is sitting, whereas in the offsprings of yoga, which are very often martial arts, it is standing properly. Someone who learns to sit properly, Krishna speaks in this, in the Gita, about someone a long time about the right sitting posture. It's in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Because you first need to establish yourself. You need to be a little grounded. You need to be stable. Sit properly. In this simple instruction is so much wisdom, because we all know how the sitting can directly influence our lives. A person who is very dull and very depressed and sad and without energy, he will immediately crouch down. A person who is vibrant with energy, who has something to share, he will sit up and move up. Now you must know these two things, mind and body, are interrelated. If I, in other words, am sad and uninformed and insicurni, I will go like this. But if I, on the other hand, just straighten my body, I will have different emotions. Again, you must understand, the whole Vaidhi Bhakti process is about doing something with your body so that your mind and your mood will become influenced. It works the other way around. If you are learning to sit properly, oh, Krishna, Krishna, then you can really have a whole different mentality. I want to show this a little bit to you. It's an experiment by requesting you to sit and have your arms up. We will do it 3 minutes. You will go to your granitsa. Try to put the shoulders a little bit back. Yeah, and just keep the arms like this. I will continue talking to you. Don't put the arms down. It's very important for you to make an experience. Try to roll the shoulders a little back and have them like this. Not like this, but like this. And while I'm talking to you, please breathe. In and out. Venugopal stopped breathing, thinking that, oops. You will make a little experience in yoga, which will teach you a very, very important point. You are allowed to correct your position to bring it a little bit up. We have now finished. About 1/3 of the exercise. We will make it. Please try to do it. It's, by the way, the most healthy things. Even if something becomes readjusted in your body and you feel some pain, no problem. It is good pain. Ayataksi, you have to go a little bit. Yes. The idea is like this. Don't allow your arms to go like this. Then it will also not like this. Like this. What I want to teach you, please continue to breathe, is to show you how bodily positions can influence your mind. We all know that for chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, our mind can be a great disturbance to us. And we want to make the mind our friend, like Krishna is saying. By the way, you are slowly approaching 2/3 of your time. You can do it. It's very, very, very easy. Breathe and listen to me, because then you don't concentrate on your arms. Is it all right still, Venu? Don't worry. You're doing very well. I'm most proud of you. I have never seen such a good audience, but you are sometimes sinking down with your arms. Arandini, you can do it. I know it. Think of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. You have only 35 seconds more to go. It's nothing. If you feel some cripple, that's very good. Would you like to do... Yeah, now you have 15 more minutes. No. Oh, sorry. 15 more seconds. Would you like to go another 3 minutes? Jayanti, not necessary. Okay. We are slowly Now, when you come down, don't come down yet, but when you come down, it's very important, just watch me, don't do it, that you place your arms with the hands up on your legs. You can slowly, slowly come down now and place them on the legs. And continue to breathe, Venugopal. And just be silent now for a moment and watch what happened in the body. Okay, so please someone describe how do you feel, just physically, no? It's not a spiritual exercise. Relaxed. Extremely relaxed. Peaceful that I could lay down. But is it a tiredness or is it an alert relax? Alive. We feel alive, yes. Thank you very much, because that's exactly what I always feel. Alive. It seems the energy, some energia is going on. Mm-hmm. Pain. Someone feel, where do you feel pain? Shoulders. But that's all right. These are the here. Mandi, that's very natural, but this is all right. You know, that is after a strain. It is that's nothing dangerous or nothing bad. This type of pain, you are most probably a lot on your writing table and writing like this. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Amazing, isn't it? A flow. We feel some flow, some tinkling maybe. Yes. But it's very nice that in the beginning when you described, you all described things which had to do with the mind. Relaxed, peaceful, extremely relaxed, and so on and so forth. So I will now, after having, I hope I have convinced you that this is good and useful, I will now teach you how to sit properly. Would you like to learn this? There are different asanas, sitting asanas, and I would like to teach you first the asana in which you all are sitting already. It's called the Sukhasana. Let me just... It's just cross-legged position. While you put ankle your at your feet so that you rest this part of it. We have some English speakers. What is this part of the leg? It's a chin, maybe? No, let our Kumari Sampradaya, or what is your... Kumari Priya. What is this part, this bone? Yeah. It's the chin, you know. It's when you run against something, you go, my chin. It's not, this is also the chin, but this is the chin bone. Rest it here in between this. Okay? Because then you will sit more stable. If the Matajis need help, Ayataksi is there, and here I will be able to see you and correct you when I see things are not proper. Now, please watch Madana Manohara Prabhu. His knees are going up like this. If you sit like this, the problem will be that your back has to bowed down. And there is where the main problem is. The real enemy of sit properly is here in the back. You have to now try to bring your legs a little bit down, Madan Gopal, if it's possible. Yeah. Yes. Now, if you... But still, the moment you, as long as you sit like this, it will be very difficult to avoid that this becomes round. And all the back problems start here when it gets round. I ruined my whole, this is why I have had ischias. Now, by Manisha's oil, I have no longer ischias, at least in theory. The idea is in our, so let us sit a little bit for this and try to bring this, try to bring our, is it called hip kumaripriya, these bones, forward. Can you see that they can be back and forward? That's the first thing you have to do, forward. Yes, Ananda Gopal? You don't work in the back, in other words. You work at this hip bone. Forward. Then put the arms down like this. And then try to go to your shoulders. And bring them back. Huh? Sometimes you can do it also by bringing them first up and then rolling them down. By bringing the shoulders back, you can open your chest, right? Please don't lean against the wall. Now comes the head. Usually our head is a little bit like this, but we will now move it back. You can, for instance, you can move it back like this, and then put it straight. My dear devotees, if you learn to sit like this, in the beginning it will be a little difficult. But if you learn to sit like this, your mind will become very relaxed and peaceful and very much concentrated. Because through the spine, very important channels, the Ida and Pingala and Sushumna, the middle one, are running. And if you sit like this and the shoulders like this, you blockade them. It's almost like putting a korken. How do we say korken, please? A piece of cork which you use to seal an olive oil bottle, for instance. How? Yeah. In your pipe. Then you cannot really breathe anything any longer. So if you don't learn to sit properly, you put almost a, how do we say this, korken, Besa? Chet? Plutko? Putko? Do you understand the idea? Manjulali, do you understand the word? What? Whatever it is, by now we all know it, yes. It's putting a chap in your energy thing, and then you don't have this power of the mind to concentrate. It's almost, imagine you would chant and you would put a chap in your pipe, in this pipe. It would be foolish. You can say, I'm not the material body. I put this chap in the body. Why? If you're not the material body, why does this mean you have to put this chap here? So in the same way, when you sit and you sit like this, like all the Hare Krishnas do. You will not have the same energy at your disposal. You will always think of eating and sleeping and be mentally not present there. Sit properly is a wise statement. And what I do when I chant, this is called the happy sitting, Sukhasan, is the happy sitting in Sanskrit. I always sit down, then jup, then I see, are my legs properly situated? Okay. Then is the hip properly set? By now the hip is already gone, isn't it? Please correct the hip with me. Go on the hip. Then just sit like this. And then be like this. In Vrishka Guranga, I met a Mataji, and I noticed that she would always sit very straight. And I said, may I ask, I mean, it's not my business to ask the Mataji how she sits, but I'm just interested. I give these japa retreats about sit properly. Why are you sitting? And she said, yeah, I'm always trying to sit like this, because then I feel totally different. This is known also in our Western civilization, but they don't know why. Because they don't know about the subtle energy canals, which I just wanted to show you by asking you to put this. See, we never do this, and because we never do this, it's very easy to show even a layman. By doing this, immediately he will feel, because the subtle energy which is brought out of his natural system is awakened, and you can feel it already. When I'm very tired, and I'm on the 64 round day, then I apply this, apply some yoga breathing also. And if you would like me to teach this at another time, I will be glad to do so. But I don't want to give overestimation like this. I only want to now train you how you can train your body to sit like this in a very easy way. I was visiting the Sri Sampradaya. I went once to South India, but the yoga master, we didn't have enough time that he taught me the yoga, the Vaishnav yoga. But then I went again to a master who taught me. And I can now teach you how to accustom your body to sit properly with one simple yoga exercise. Would you like to know that? Dobro. And here we will need... No power. No problem.
We have a lot of power by all this yoga now.
Now, I will teach you an improved way of sitting properly, which will help you to bring your body into the shape. See, many of you need to sit on chairs. Why is this? Because when you become older, the muscles become shorter, which you don't use. And there is a very simple way of sitting to bring the muscles back in the old shape again. And you will also, by this way of sitting, be able to sit a little higher. What I always do is, I sit on such a thing which makes it a little higher. Then you can sit the whole day and the whole night without any problem. Because the moment your tailbone, this is the tailbone where the spine ends, sits a little higher than your knees, it's very easy to do it. So to bring your tailbone a little higher and your knees down, you will learn now a very nice yoga asana. Ayatakshi, please watch me so that you can tell the Matajis. What you do is you bring your right knee down like this, and put
your left, on the right leg. But what you need to do is, when you bring your right feet down, you should bring it to where the pubic area is. Do you know what is the pubic area? That's the area where we go. Yeah? Can you see how this brings the knees down and the tailbone up? It's enough if you put it on the calf. You don't sit on your heel, huh? Don't bring the heel too close to the pubic area, just in the direction. It's your ideal. Ivan is your name. It should be comfortable. Sit properly. All right. So now, slip a bit. Now right is over left, right? No. Oh yeah, left is over right, that's better. Sorry, I made it wrong. Yeah. Now, you take your hands, and don't worry. And put them on the back, and you grab with your right finger, your right hand over your left wrist, like this.
And look at this up.
I think you understand why we do this, to bring the shoulders in the right position. Yes? Now, we will do something. We will breathe in the chest, and we will slowly move forward from the hip area. And whenever we breathe out, we will come a little bit closer to the floor. You will feel in the left thigh some tension coming. Yeah. That's very much desired. It stretches the muscles. It's no problem. Do you feel the tension trying to go more or down? Okay, now come up. Well, we have a next few music. And now, Ivan, please stop. Now we do first hear and understand what we will do. We breathe in by going back and out by going up. Now we will put right over left. The idea is to try to put the knees as much as possible apart from each other. And sit comfortably. Now you take the left hand over the right hand. No, behind your back. And you repeat the same procedure. This is good for your back. And try to move from the hip down, right? Oh, back to the beginning. You're at the beginning of this asana. And don't forget to breathe, Venugopa.
Not that we have to bring anyone to the world, sir.
It's yoga.
And then to go to the world, sir.
Can you feel how it stretches your back? Come back and then and do the same thing. Do it slowly. Try to concentrate on the movement which you do when you exhale.
No.
Are they doing it correctly, the Mataji?
Yes.
Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Yeah. Ayataksi is our yoga teacher.
Ayataksi is our yoga teacher.
In Italy. So, Mataji, if you have not understood how it goes, Ayataksi can explain to you everything. The male devotees can come to me and get all the information. Now I would like you to take your bead bags and you can look in my direction. To sit for long with one leg over the other. So we will now sit properly again in either of the two seats. What is best for you? Mm.
can also, what I understood is, just don't put one leg on top of the other leg, but just put them down. Try to have the knees down. Then the next thing is, put your hip properly. Bring your shoulders back. And the head up. Those of you who feel more comfortable on the Stolica, you can do the same thing, the same principle, that is, move your hip forward and bring your spine in the straight line. That's really the most essential thing. The spine should be the straight line. And also the head should be in the straight line. I find this to be the most difficult for me. Let your arms go down. And now we will, yes?
Just something practical.
Maybe
someone's smoking outside, so you need these windows open to
come in cigarette smoke. Maybe you can tell the smoking person, just very in the most kindest of words, emphatic listening or emphatic talking or whatever. Now we will try to chant, we will chant one round all together. In one voice. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Your task during this time is to just think about, I mean, to chant, please, with full attention, and from time to time to correct your sitting posture. Remember, as if Prabhupada would always say, sit properly, huh? So we want to learn this, huh? I see some of you without beats, no problem, you can chant with us like this, and next time you bring your vivek. We need the viveks during the radhyonas because we will really work on our chanting. So whenever, I will sometimes say sit properly, but you know what this means. The hip, the shoulders, the head, and whatever you prefer to do with your legs, which will help you, the hip is better. Okay, let us continue. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone is saying this.
Our fingers are used to a different speed, and sometimes we take. I also did this mistake because somehow after 35 years, we have a certain, or after 10 years, you have a certain speed with fingering the fingers. It's not so important. I asked two devotees, and I think we are finished with one round, or, yeah? A little bit more. No problem. We will slowly, as we continue doing this, the group will come more together, and we will be. I will teach this on the second day. At this moment, you don't know this art. So, let me thank you very, very, very much. We are a little over time. We wanted to end at 3 o'clock and give you a little. 1 o'clock, and wanted to give you a little pause. I will continue chanting, but as I said, you may like to prepare yourself, wash some clothes, and so on. Prasadam will be at 2 o'clock again, and then you can make a midday a lunch rest, and we will all meet again at 4 o'clock. Maybe we will be going together to a place which is directly on the beach, which is it is designed by the Lord as a japa place. We have found such a place, so please make sure that you are here at 4 o'clock, and best is you bring tennis shoes, and we can walk there, not 2 kilometers only. Yes, so we will walk. It's a nice road for walking. It's only 2 kilometers from here. So be ready when you come at 4 o'clock. We will all meet here, and then we will walk to the place. Thank you very much. And another thing I wanted to say, please, for all these things which you learn new, you can either take notes, or there will be also a recording available. I think, Gaurahari, you are recording this. Is this correct? Yes. But it sometimes helps to make a note or so, because I really recommend you to learn this and bring this into your daily japa routine. In a little time, we will say goodbye. Now comes japa retreat phase 2. That is when you go to at home. So it's good if you take something with you. This yoga exercise, which you have just now learned, you know, putting one leg over the other and then bending down and then going back again, will gradually, as you do this from time to time, help you to accustom your body and make it straight so that you can sit properly. It's just something which will help you to come to this. If you don't like to do yoga because you are too young or too too informed that you are not the body, or there's some other reason that you cannot bring this, no problem. Then bring your body just in the right position. The right position is what is very important, is only one thing. The spine should be straight. That's all. If you are a person who likes to go in the detail, then this is what we were bringing. But if you like to have a simple life, straight spine, that's all. Mm-hmm. It depends on your how you are mentally constructed. Dobro. So you are now free to do what you wish to do. Again, I want to say, please gradually train yourself to chant extra rounds. We have this temple room in this area down here will be always a peaceful area. But the social area where you like to talk and so on, which is very important, is also available. It is one story higher. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah, I notice. Thank you very much. You can even bring a blanket if you wish to sit here. That will be much, much easier for you. I see. Oh yeah. Okay, for the nature chanting. Bring a chadar. Yes. Yes, another information. We have a team of highly expert devotees who are, they are the sattvic devotees. They are always making this temple after you have left it extremely orderly. You will find a very nice atmosphere in the temple. If you look for your things, they are always here. These are very honest devotees. Nothing will disappear, but you will find your pullovers and whatever you forget. They will help you to make this temple room a very sattvic atmosphere. Can you imagine why? Because it's good for creating an ideal concentration of the mind. So because you may not be used to this, like I'm totally, Gaurahari is our sattvic brain in our team. So we will help you to create a sattvic atmosphere. And at the end of the week, you will have learned what that means. And then you will, when I visit you at home, it will be very sattvic also. Yes, Anandini? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Please put it on that table, huh? When you... Yeah. We really try to go all the way. When you will be super chanters when you still live at the end of the Shalem Se. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.